If I live to be 1,000 years, if I rule the world, its hemispheres, I could not repay the love you brought my way. So I want to say it now. Thank you for each day you gave me. Thank you for the Mondays, Saturdays and Sundays, every day the whole year through. Thank you for the fun days, all those number one days, battles to be won days too. I just want to say it. Thank you for each day with you. We have just one life to seize the day. We only have what time there is to say and do what we must do, express our gratitude. So I want to say it now and sing it now to you. Thank you for the Mondays, Saturdays and Sundays, every day the whole year through. Thank you for the fun days, all those number one days, battles to be won days too. I just want to say it. Thank you for each day with you. At the close of every day, when I close my eyes to pray, all I need to do is just to think of you, then all I need to say is thank you for the Mondays, Saturdays and Sundays, every day the whole year through. Thank you for the fun days, all those number one days, battles to be won days too. I just want to say it. Thank you for each day with you.
His name is Brother Minal from London, and he has written the pantomime, which was played in Christmas time, and it was houseful in DRC, in Global Cooperation House, a beautiful pantomime. Thank you very much.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shijabni Mila.
I didn't get an answer.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Kya hua?
What happened?
Kya hua?
What happened?
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Now
I'll have to say
Om
it again.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Theek
hai. Okay.
Theek hai.
It's okay.
Achha, baby, kya sunne chahte ho?
Now, what would you like to hear from me?
Naya saal aa raha hai.
The new year is approaching. And it's already written in the welcome, welcome new year.
2014,
we are coming. We are invoking the new year. And the newness may come in me. We are also invoking the newness to come into me.
Purana kuch bhi na ho.
Nothing from old may remain.
Naam nishan na ho.
No name and trace of it.
Na apna na par aur kisi ka.
Not mine, not anyone else's.
To kya honga?
So then what will happen?
So happy new year nahi kahenge.
Then we won't say happy new year.
forever happy rehne ke liye.
But in order to remain ever happy, we will put a stamp.
Kal class mein bola tha.
Yesterday I had said in the class,
baat koi bhi aati chali,
whatever matter may come, it just goes away. But my happiness should not go away. Did you understand that? Whatever can come, whatever matter comes. All the Bharatvasis were standing at the back, should be quiet, she is telling
them.
So I am saying, there is translation, yes. So listen and understand what I am saying, so then I can move forward. Did you understand what I said just now? What did you understand? Whatever matter comes, something comes, it's gone. This goes away.
So same to hoti nahi hai.
It's not the same thing every time.
But, khushi jo Baba ne di
but the happiness that Baba has given,
wo meri nahi ja sakti,
that's mine, that cannot go away.
Tum jai gai.
So whatever happens may go away, but I am sitting here.
Achha, mujhe puchna tha,
okay, now I wanted to ask you,
foreigners, double foreigners, aaye hai, jo mere se nahi mile hai.
Which are the double foreigners who have come and have not met me yet? Oh, there are quite a few, about 20 or more. Please stand up. Those who haven't met
Dadi this time, since you have arrived, please stand up. Dadi thought only 20 people. Yeah, Iswari.
So this time, you haven't met Dadi as yet. In this trip, those who haven't met Dadi. Please stand up. Why do you think I was getting pulled to come here? So Meerabhan is telling them all have come after the 20th. So now how am I going to meet all of them? So Meerabhan is saying you're going to meet them now. That's why we've called them. Okay, acha. Is that so? Those who have come after the 20th. And what's today? Today is 28th. And you haven't met me? Oh, really? Okay, those who went away, those who left, I said bye to them. But those are the, who are the ones who came before the 20th?
Those who came before the 20th. Those who have met Dadi.
Those who met Dadi and came here before the 20th? Okay, fine. Okay, now. I will also feed you toli. And I will also give you blessings. Yes? That's Morini, right? Sitting in front? Sister Maureen? That is giving us a big smile to her. Not just a minute. In half a minute. I just go into silence first. Then I speak through the mouth. I don't speak to just at once. Because when we go into silence, Baba's remembrance comes to me. Baba, what Baba has said, his memories come to me. Nothing else comes. Baba plays such a murli, like today, whatever Baba said. One is to listen to the murli directly, face to face. One is to listen on the tape recorder and one is to read on the paper. In the early days, the tape recorder, Jayanti Ben's mother Rajni Ben had sent a tape recorder to Baba from London. Chanti Ben's mother.
So
it was a very new thing even in UK. Baba liked it very much. And I used to live in Ahmedabad in those days. I said, Baba, Baba, I don't even listen to you personally, and then I can't even listen on the tape, and I'm in the third number. I have to read on the paper. So then she sent another one, and Chandrahas Bhai kept it here. Because all these murlis that you hear and listen to and you read, they all have been recorded accurately into the tape recorder. These are the murlis of Baba. So Baba felt mercy for me when I said, Baba, I'm listening to the third one on the paper, I'm reading. So when I went to Ahmedabad, there was a new Philips company tape recorder. So he got it from Delhi for me. So Mama came to us in Pune, and the murlis to come on the tape.
Drama plan anusar,
according to the plan of the drama,
jitni Baba hamari lagan dekhta hai,
as much as Baba sees Baba our deep and intense love for him. So today he said, Baba listening face to face. So children might say, okay, Baba, we will sit here. Baba would say, no, you have to leave. However, Baba explains everything so clearly. That no matter wherever we live, whatever Baba related in the murli, when we start thinking about it deeply and by churning it, we are not far from Baba. When you sit here, and I sit here in yoga, I just don't remember. They come from America or Australia or from where? And you also should not remember where you've come from when you're sitting here. Just remember. We are in Madhuban at the conference age. This is Baba's home. That conference age, this is Baba's home. So this is my home. Father's home is my home. Param Dham is, of course, Baba's home. But this is also my Baba's, my Brahmin life. This is also a home. There we will not come into sound. There we will be beyond talking and listening. So we have to, of course, remember the home, how our home will be. That home. So I don't remember where I'm from, Africa, America. Just Madhuban. At conference age. Baba is the teacher, Father Satguru. But from this Father, Teacher and Satguru, Baba also in the form of a friend has given me a lot of company. And due to that, like today's murli, I practically always remember Baba when I'm taking a shower, more when I'm at that time. How Baba used to take a shower, really? How he used to take a bath? Whenever he used to eat something, he used to look at it. Sometimes Baba said that, like, you know what, I can't even go to sleep sometimes at night. Because Baba is churning a lot. Does anybody have this experience or? But I, Baba's words have stuck to me like blessings, like boons. In Amritsar, in Punjab, Baba had come to us. Why I'm saying that he came to us, there's another thing to it. I'm going to add another thing to it which I might forget. Baba had come in Pune, and then the vegetables were very expensive at that time. So Baba said, why did you buy so many? I said, Baba, because you came to us. We don't ask you when we come to Madhuban, why did you buy this? So do we ask you, Baba, why did you buy all these things? So Baba, you've come. So there too, when Baba came, came to us, everybody with a generous heart. So we were so happy that Baba had come. So every day at 5 o'clock I would go to him. And here too in Mathupan I used to do that. So once he told me, "Do you churn the ocean of knowledge?" When he came to Punjab in Amritsar, he said, I said, "Baba, no, I don't." He said, "No, you must do that." Well, that's the day and today, and I have just, whatever Baba said, it became like a boon for me. And they have just stuck to me these words at
Amritvela.
As soon as I start Amritvela, of course I have to sit in silence, in accurate silence in Amritvela. And after that, then just automatically churning the ocean of knowledge, the butter is in the hands. Why Krishna is shown with butter in his hand? What is the butter? And for butter, when we were in Karachi, or even when we were here, every morning the butter has to be churned out from the milk. Is the butter churned out here too, even now? She is asking Didi Nirmala. So every morning the butter used to be churned out. And in cold weather we used to sit and have that butter. And the one who was a little bit physically weak, I was a nurse and I was told, give them butter for 3 days or 5 days. Not that they get used to it, not get a habit, but just little by little give them some butter. So did you also feed butter? Here also you fed butter, right? In Gyan Sarovar, in the morning? The one who loves butter, they will not even waste the whey. They will drink the whole glass of whey, the buttermilk. And then you will feel cool. Those of the youth wrote to me a very good experience, and they were with me for 3 days down below in Shantivan. Many of them, they said, die, bend. So die means daddy likes it. Die, mar. And somebody said, it's not easy, it was not easy to bow down. It was a little difficult. Now they understand. To bow down, what does it mean? Right. Very nice.
My good. Right thing.
Not, okay, you're right, it means. Not, I'm right, okay, you're right. That's the meaning of bowing down. Then we say, what, is it always that I have to die, I have to change? Yes, I have to change. Our Queen Mother, to be able to die, to be able to bow down and to learn, it's easy. I don't know how to give a class. This is not a class. What kind of a life one life should be? How should life be? Always, constantly. Like Baba said yesterday, the face shouldn't be dry. It's not nothing on it, like no feeling, nothing. Whatever may happen, whatever matter, whatever situation. So it's the experienced one who knows what really deep happiness is. There's a lot of time. Just see how my face is. If someone asks, how do you always remain like that with such a nice face, cheerful face? So what will you say? What will I say? If somebody asks me, what will I say? I'll say, I don't see anyone except Baba. And if I see anyone, I see them in the way that Baba looks at me. Is that right? Yes, correct? Dipti, what are you thinking? How do I look at you? Like Baba looks at me. I look at everyone in that way. Who has this feeling? put your hand up, that I see you as Baba. Did you understand what I said? Did you understand? How do I look at you? I don't look at you in the name and form. I don't see that you're educated or how much you earn. I don't look at you in that way. But you are the children of my Baba. Like Baba is looking at me. Yesterday, there was a wonderful class. Ravi played the song. Baba, I wish I would just continue to look at you. I wish I continue looking at you. It was such a fantastic, wonderful song. Everybody loved it and entertained themselves. Because to see Baba. So Baba is always in front of us. Baba is in front of you and in front of me are you. Baba is looking at you. So what can I look in you? As Baba's children. You are the really good children. You are the one who are adorable ones. So what will Baba say? Sweet children. Today, Baba told us a very good method. Even if you make some mistake, something happens, just get engaged in service. Otherwise, the mistake will be biting your conscience. So do such a service. So Baba really gives an answer for everything. So that not even a minute of our time goes into waste or mistake. So I have this bhavna for all of you. I have a bhavna. Please accept my bhavna. My brothers and sisters. There was a soul, and that helpless one, the knowledge would not sit in his intellect. Who is the Supreme Soul? Shri Baba comes into Brahma Baba's body and explains. It just wasn't sitting in his intellect. So then I said, you are my brother. And then it would touch his heart. And then once I showed a stern eye to him, I said, you are my brother and you don't know the father? You are my brother. And from that moment on, his intellect opened up. And he said, oh, Dadi, you tell me with so much love that you are my brother. And why should I not know my father? So you see, each and every word, just when the word Mera Baba, my Baba comes out, when it emerges, so the song has been made. Baba, your love is such that it cannot be explained. Baba, your love is such that I cannot explain it to others about it. It can be experienced. But even if you explain it to others, you can't explain it. And so in our life, the power that we've got, may others also experience that power. Never, ever. No worry of the future. There are many souls. Have a little bit of worry or concern about the future. But to be free from worry. Now I'm sitting with all of you together. But if someone has this worry about their future, some kind of worry, because one is you have this worry that I don't have my own earning. Then there's a worry. But there is an earning in our study. Then there will not be worry. The study is so good. And our personality. Baba says, I didn't know, but when I went to the foreign countries, I came to know that there's a master degree also. There's a master's degree. So then I felt it also. Well, our study is such a high study.
Master Sarvashaktivan banne ki.
So master degree or becoming master almighty authority, to pass that and get a degree.
Mere saathi aur pushat hai. Koi bhi kamzori.
Any kind of weakness.
Agar koi bhi karan se hai.
Due to any reason.
If it comes,
there you need power to make it run away. Okay, the weakness came. Where are you? You are the Maharati, aren't you? My Baba. I don't know how to relate anything else to you, only about Baba. Come, you know what? You are Mahavir. You are Maharati.
Maharati.
So this is the battlefield, but you are the Maharati. I'm not a horse rider. The one who's a horse rider. So then he you have to pull the reins of the mind of the horse, and you might have to whip it. But Maharati doesn't have to do that. I don't Mahavir. Remember exactly where it was mentioned.
Hanuman ki bahut mahima hai.
Mahavir, Hanuman, is praised a great deal with his tail. So how? That means with his yoga, with his spiritual attitude, going around the whole world, giving the introduction of the Father, who am I? So that's a Mahavir, that's a Hanuman who is so courageous. So you have to become so courageous that Baba, my companion, and with the drama of knowledge, I have become the detached observer. So Baba is my companion, Sati, and I have become Sakshi, detached observer. Always may this feeling be with us, and may this experience be with us. May we experience this. Experiences are not just related through the mouth. Whatever has been experienced, wherever we are, that experience will definitely will be useful for myself. And wherever you are living, it will be useful there too. Our experiences, like Baba. Baba, when he became avyakt, he looked at his stage. I heard that Dadi Gulzar is coming back today. But then I heard, oh no, not today, she's coming tomorrow. Before she was coming yesterday, then I heard she was coming today. Now I just heard the news that no, she's coming tomorrow.
But वो हमारा practically.
But practically her face, her countenance, whoever will see will say it's Baba. You can't see Dadi Gulzar. So somebody told me yesterday, I said, you're so attached to Dadi Gulzar. I said, no, I'm not attached to her. I said, I just says Baba is visible from her face. Why would Baba not be visible from my face? Please clap for me. Didi Nirmala? Baba is visible from Dadi Gulzar's face, isn't it? So whoever meets her, in every email they write about Dadi Gulzar. Why?
Wonder.
It's a wonder. We know the whole story from childhood. She received Baba's sustenance, and she had a lot of love for the sustenance and the study from childhood itself. She came to knowledge when she was about 8 years old. And the main study is no bodily relations come to my mind. Not even the body, not even the relations of the body come to my mind. As if I don't even come to know whose child it is and whose son it is or whose daughter it is. I'm just Baba's.
Baba, mera,
Baba is mine and I'm Baba's.
If
you want to ask anything, you can ask. Does anybody want to ask anything? We wanted, Meera Ben is saying that we would wanted that all are sitting here. So there are different retreats that are going on. There are different retreats going on. We would like you to introduce to them also separately. And Dari says, Toli also, Alfie Toli also, right? She said, yes. So Meera Ben would like to introduce. Just a minute. No, Dadi says, Dadi is again asking, does anybody have any question? Because I really want to know if anybody wants to ask me anything. Is there anyone here? No one? No one wants to ask anything?
Pinkish?
Dadi is waiting. Nobody? Okay.
Lalit bhi aaya hai na
yahan? Lalit bhai is there.
Mere piche piche aa gaya.
See, Lalit bhai followed me.
Kuch puch raha hai.
Do you want to ask anything?
Okay.
Dadi,
parichay karau retreat
wale. Dadi, shall I introduce everybody to you, all the different retreats?
First of all, call the children.
First of all, call the children.
Children
are waiting at the back quietly.
All the children, please come in line.
All the children can come in a line and stand in front of Dadi.
All the children, please, teachers, bring them.
All the children, teachers, can you bring the children?
Dadi, sorry, teachers.
Dadi, this time, this Dadi, this time there's a children's retreat. And the theme is butterfly. So they will come into front of Baba in a butterfly dress. So today they are coming to show you what they look like in the butterfly dress. Please bring the children quickly, teachers. We had made Dadi Singh, why were they sitting at the back? And Meera Ben said, because we wanted them to be quiet, so we made them sit at the back.
Okay,
they've come.
Okay, welcome them.
Can you welcome all the children?
They
are these children are under the age of 13 and over 13 going to youth. Daddy wants to know everything. Under the age of 13.
Yeah, enough. Yeah. Stand.
Are they under the age of 13? Dad is asking. Some are 12, but they're tall. They look older because they're tall.
You want to sing a song to Dadi?
Do you want to sing a song for Dadi? Okay. We are very small, tiny flowers, but we are no less from anyone. We are the tiny, tiny flowers. We are no less than anyone. Daddy wants to know what they're singing.
Okay.
They're saying the same lines over and over. Huh? I don't know what they're saying.
Okay, thank you.
Daddy says, sit there.
Come and sit on the stage. You'll get Toli afterwards.
Okay, they are going to sit on the stage now.
Now the parents from the parents' retreat.
Parents from the parents' retreat, could you please stand up? Parents' retreat, please stand up. Wave your hands to Daddy.
Wave your hands to Daddy, please.
Oh, these are all the children? Well, Dad is asking if they are with children. And she's saying some have come with children, some without children. And the theme of the parents' retreat, victory is guaranteed.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And all the youth forum, 95?
Youth forum, 95. How many? Dipti Ben? 95?
Inki team hai. Elizabeth, Elise.
She wants to know who is in the forum, parents retreat, she wants to know. So Meera Ben is telling her it's Lisa and it's Helene and Lalita and Mahavir Bhai and Arlene.
Thank you. Now the youth, Dadi, how many?
So how many youth? 100 youth. Youth, raise your hands. But Daddy is saying these are parents, and he's saying no, they are youth. There's a youth standing now, Daddy. Wait, hold on, Daddy says.
Wave your hand so that he knows. Thank you. And all the rest of you who are not
all the rest who are not in any retreats, could you, can you stand up, please?
All the double foreigners who are not in the retreat. In kabhi alag class.
So she's telling Daddy that all of you are having a separate classes too. You are having different programs. You're not in any of the retreats. She's asking where do they have the classes. So Meera Ben is saying children hall number 4, parents hall number 9, youth in the meditation hall, and general in number 8 training center. So we're using all the seminar hall rooms. Okay. Is it okay? Daddy, do you want to say something else?
So now Daddy will give Toli and
Blessings to everyone.
Just a request, if somebody wants to give something,
if someone wants to give something to Daddy,
please give it now. Don't go to
please give it now. Don't go down or meet her personally anywhere. Please don't tell us later that I want to give something to Daddy.
Take
this opportunity that when you get Toli, you give it at the same time.
So the first is
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Okay, listen everyone.
Parents retreat,
youth retreat, or children's retreat. I'm in all of them. I'm in all of them, right? I'm also in the children's retreat. But Baba says everyone. Do your treatment in such a way that never the face should be unhappy, udas. Never, no matter what may happen, the face should always sparkle. Why? If the face is sparkling, then it's glorifying Baba's name, whether it's a child, whether it's a youth, whether it's a parent or old.
Samjha.
Who's the oldest one sitting here? Who's the oldest? Raise your hand. Who's the oldest one sitting here? Who's the oldest one sitting here? Who's above 60 here? Who's above 60? Can you raise your hand above 60? Okay, please stand up. Those who are above 60 years old. Okay, Daddy wants to say. Very few. Not many, Daddy says.
Okay.
Thank you.